Vice Admiral retired Nancy Brown joining us again. It's always good to see you. It's good to see you, you know, staying out of trouble.
Well, who told you I was staying out of trouble? It's great to be here,
Reliable
Tom.
Sources.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I consider anybody, when they walk in the door with a pastor, they're probably staying out of trouble. I think that's a legitimate concern.
I agree.
All right. And so pastor from the Zion United Church of Christ, I should say, John Hulse is joining us this morning as well. John, it's good to see you again.
Good morning. John, thanks, Tom.
John's joined us in the past talking about Habitat for Humanity, and hopefully again. Last time you were here, you were saying, look at the change. Look at the change of who's going on the honor flights to Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's weird because time and time again now I see it. It started with an Associated Press report that I read over the weekend talking about, well, if they were 19 at this age, they're 92 now.
Right.
A lot fewer World War II veterans. But that means it opens up another opportunity, including Korean War veterans.
Right. And this time, it's amazing. We have 30 World War II vets going on our trip in October 17th. And 37 Korean War vets. So we've got a very good group, and it's amazing. Other hubs are astounded that we have so many World War II folks that we're still being able to take
in the Springfield market. Their upcoming flight, which I think was yesterday, 40 Korean War veterans, 37 Vietnam, 3 World War II.
Right.
That's when you look at theirs, 3, and you've got 37,
30.
Whatever.
30 World War II.
Okay.
And we haven't even begun to get to our Vietnam vets. We have over 200 applications on file, and most of those are Vietnam. And hopefully we will get to some of those next time, because we are looking for our third flight, starting to raise money for our third flight, so we can go in the spring of 18.
Okay. Now, when it comes to this, I need to catch up on something. One of the times that you and I talked about this was back in the spring, and you were at Herrenfest Italiana soliciting in particular because you had a particular need, wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs.
Where are you on that?
Well, we had a very generous anonymous donor who has purchased an additional 28 chairs for us. So that brings us to 50 chairs. So that'll cover us for this trip. But we're still encouraging people to invest in our wheelchair program by buying banners that are in memory or in honor of someone in their family or someone they've known, and we will put that banner on a chair, and it will stay there for at least 2 trips to D.C. And that way, we'll be able to maintain our chairs and reinvest. And so we encourage people to go to our website, veteranshonorflight.org, and read about our wheelchair program. And if you have someone that you've lost or someone you just want to honor, a wheelchair banner is a great way to do it.
I got a guy I think that I know whose name belongs on a chair. I think me and you need to talk.
Okay.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who was a mentor, Professor George Mace, SIU Foundation for years, and teacher there as well. And he often remarked to me, oh, my God, you cannot believe how cold it was. And we did not have good gear, and we froze,
well,
and then we froze
true.
Some more.
That's true. And when you see the Korean War Memorial, you realize what kind of gear they were in, because it's very authentic
right. And
very well done. It's one of the best memorials in D.C. And they have nasty little shoes on. They have ponchos. They don't even have a coat. They have a poncho.
Right.
And so you know that they froze.
Well, he was from Colorado and said it was cold. So.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Pastor John Hulse is joining us here. He's from the United Church of Christ, Zion United Church of Christ. People like John, and there's a long list of them too, Nancy, are out there working on behalf of these honor flights, raising money. Because we talk about this, and there's an emotional thing here, and there's, you know, we want an outreach, but the fact is, have to have money to do it.
Right.
I mean, we've got fundraisers coming up. John,
Absolutely.
This is something you've been working on for quite some time since we started the Southern Illinois Chapter.
These are my church members. That's that age group that's out there. We're very excited to participate. And I met Nancy at the beginning of the year at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and we got hooked up, and I'm an all-in person. So we have a fundraiser on Friday night at the VFW. It's a what we call a quarter auction, which is a fast-paced game activity where a quarter gets you into play, and you'll walk out with some really fun things, everything from a nice bottle of wine to a great candle to things for your yard or your house. And it's just a lot of fun, but it helps us raise money in ways that bring good news to the folks that are participating, but also helps our get our name out there and what we're doing and why we're doing it. Quarter Auction gives lots of time to talk about the ministry, the mission, the hope, the honor of the event. So we're hoping folks will join us.
This honor flight, I think, is still, and Nancy, it's still growing. It's still gaining traction.
Oh, it's amazing. And Tom, when you really think about the fact that we just started the hub here, and in April we did our first trip, which we were not sure we were ever going to be able to pull off that first trip. And here it is just a few months later, and we're doing a second trip, fully paid for the second trip, and looking to fund the third trip. So the generosity of Southern Illinois and the support of Southern Illinoisans for their veterans is unbelievable. And we can't thank the community enough for standing up, getting behind us, and really contributing where it's needed.
I was reading the biography of John Logan, Black Jack Logan. And it talks about, at the end of the Civil War, how Illinois soldiers went to Washington, D.C., the celebration for the end of the Civil War. And it says in this book that the Illinois soldiers walked through the streets of D.C. They didn't have shoes. But they were there to celebrate their victory, their loss as well. We both know that. And it's weird how I instantly kind of thought of that, that even now, soldiers here in the heartland, we have a high statistical. When you look at the size of Elkville and see the number of people who were in the Gulf War out of Elkville, what, 700 people? And you start getting the idea that in the Midwest, we go when we're called. And then here we are in the Midwest, and we don't have a tendency to see these monuments and the celebrations that maybe happen in larger metropolitan areas. I don't want to use the phrase better late than never. But nevertheless, here we are at this point where, you know, you may have never seen these. You paid, you were shot, you suffered, you had losses, you saw your friends die, and now we want to present you with this opportunity. And that's what this is, an opportunity for the person to go and see that they are recognized and their efforts are recognized.
Our World War II veterans and our Korean War veterans were never welcomed home. They got on a bus and they got off at the bus station, and somebody might have said, "Oh, you're back." But they didn't have parades. There was no fanfare. So this is a way for us to say, we know you made a sacrifice. We know that you are responsible for the freedoms that we enjoy today. And we want to thank you for that, and we want to show you how much we appreciate it. And so that's one of the reasons that the welcome home ceremony is so very important.
And this is the beginning and end, and this is something that was orchestrated. The people who went, and the volunteers in particular, says, no, you don't understand the mood when they landed in D.C. and all those people were there to greet them. Of all different ages, waving flags, the enthusiasm that injected into my veteran.
Right. And when we got home, it was not strangers that were waving flags and welcoming us. They were our neighbors.
Yep.
They were our people. And so that meant so much to the veterans that these are my people, and that they said, you know, I never really felt special or appreciated until my people welcomed me home.
And I get
and
that.
And that's, I felt like a hero that night.
Don't you get that? See, because
yes.
I say my people and people go, they're not yours. Well, yeah, kind of they are.
They are.
So when the minute you said my people, I get
people.
That. And I know John does too.
Yeah, it was a wonderful night. And I had the pleasure of kind of being the chaplain in the airport to send them off in the morning with a little bit of a prayer. But I got to stand at the end of the gateway and welcome them back into the airport, back into Williamson County. And the smile, the joy on their faces, their guests that flew with them, just whispering to me about how much joy and wonder and fascination and excitement were in their eyes. This is it's a long day for these seniors.
Very long day.
And they came back just fulfilled with something wonderful. And remember, this is the silent generation. It's not like them to expose a story or even tell it. And here we have given them something they never expected.
Yeah. Granddad's 45 was stuck in a rafter in the shop in the back. It's out there in the back. I don't want to talk about it. The metal's there in the closet. We don't talk about that.
Right.
Everything is a commodity in life. And we have pivoted over the last few years towards money. And we were just talking about the $1,000 iPhone. There's another commodity in life, and that's the commodity that I cherish, and that's the one that we're talking about right now. You can't assign a value to it. It's appreciation. It's serving for your other for your fellow human being. There's something that happens here that, you know, we talk about money and the price of gas and how much your real estate insurance is, but there's another commodity that we're talking about here, and I think this helps balance the books emotionally for a lot of people.
Oh, it's unbelievable the impact that it has on the folks that go on the trip. And the guardians are just as moved as the veterans are. And if anybody is interested in being a guardian, that day will change your life. And it's you can't explain what the trip means to someone. You have to experience it. And there isn't anybody that's gone on one that won't say it is a life-changing.
Life-changing experience. A lot of people help, like Pastor John is joining us today, and I want to thank you for the framed photographs today.
We want to thank you so much for your support.
That's incredible. Thank you very much. It's very gracious. And unnecessary, but much appreciated.
It is a sign of our appreciation for what you do.
Vice Admiral Nancy Brown, John, it's good to see you again. Come back and let's talk about Habitat for Humanity,
Habitat
would you?
Needs to have a voice again.
John knows that, you know, Habitat for Humanity has affected my family's life. We want to make sure that the opportunity continues. Nancy, it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again when it comes up, flight time, too.
Please.
Next fundraiser is?
Friday night.
VFW. Come join us. We'd love to have you there.
What time?
6 o'clock. Doors open.
All right.
Get your paddle and come in and throw your quarters.
Quarter auction.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Finally an auction I can afford.
You can walk out with a $50 item for just a quarter.
I like 25-cent auctions.